وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي, بارك الله فيك. I understand the situation of the sister, and may Allah جل وعلا make it easy on her. I would like to say to her that her husband action is not right, even for him to withdraw outside. It's illegal in this situation because it's against tawakkul ala Allah Ta'ala. This man and this brother, may Allah guide him, he need to be educated about the meaning of tawakkul ala Allah Ta'ala and qawlu Allah Azza wa Jal, nahnu narzuquhum wa iyyakum. Allah Jalla wa Ala said, don't feel scared to have a children, because the rizq of the children, the wealth of the children, the food of the children is from Allah Ta'ala, not from you. So what this man actually is doing, he's doing like the time of the Jahiliyyah, but by a different, by a modern way. The Jahiliyyah, when they have a children, they bury them alive. This one, he buried them before they exist. And both of them, they escape from the financial situation, one of the situation that the Jahiliyyah, and before the time of the Prophet, they used to do this kind of criminal and dangerous act, because they used to be so scared of not to find enough food to feed them, one of the reasons. So this man is doing the same. May Allah guide him, advise him. What he's doing is illegal from all sides. It's illegal because he doesn't give you right regarding the children. He doesn't give you, and he's doing, he is not right regarding going against Allah Azza wa Jalla in his comments. When Allah Jalla wa Ala said, don't be scared from the rizq, from the food and whatever Allah will give them. He's against for this also, and he's against the order of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked us to have a lot of children to support our ummah. Until the end, the brother is dropping in really in a sin, in really sin, and in a lot of dhulm. He is a dhalim for his wife, for his wife from many ways. I advise him to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal, and to go and to ask people for consolation and for advice to be guided. I ask my brother to go and learn your deen, and learn how you should be a correct father, to be more beneficial for yourself and your children and your wife, then live in a fear and in a scared situation. Anyway, the brother, he lives in his own illusion, and he is pretending as he can expect the future, when the future is in Allah Azza's hands. Like I said to you, my dear brother and sisters, the brother, he is doing it wrong from many, many ways. May Allah guide him. Yes, my dear sister, I advise you to advise him, to encourage him, to support him, to find people to advise him and to correct him and to support him if you cannot do it. Otherwise, it's your right to finish this marriage and to go to find someone that could respect you will with better way. Especially my dear sister, time by time you're waiting, your age will, you know, you're growing old, then more difficult for you to raise your children among the sunnah, among the truth, among the Islam, to benefit our ummah. When the person is too old and he cannot fulfill the right of his children probably like when he is younger. So every delay is taken from your age and from his age, Allah Yahdi also. Anyway, yes, my dear brother and sister, I'm telling you from a position of a father that the children is one of the greatest ni'mah that Allah Jalla gave us in this dunya regarding all times and ways. I encourage you, my sister, to go for it. Barakallahu fiki, to go for it. I mean, to fix your husband with any way that you could, with any legal way that you could, or to find a replacement. May Allah replace you. Better if you decide to find a replacement. But in the end, you are not allowed to lie, my sister, with any way. Barakallah fiki. Don't go to that line, because it's not for you, and it, believe me, it's not beneficial, it's not going to benefit you. Sooner or later, it will be discovered. It's like that, always like this. This kind of situation will be discovered, and the situation will be worse. So better you take the legal ways. Barakallah fiki.